This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call in, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We had a really big news incident occur here at the studio this morning. The FBI raided the place and took a whole bunch of computers and computing devices and those sorts of things. If you want to call in on that, that's fine. Also, we're going to get on with show prep. And at this point, nobody's been charged with anything. There are no accusations. We don't know nothing. So we're going to go on with life as though life is normal. And
except without our computers.
Right. Well, you know.
You have yours because you weren't here.
I wasn't here. And at this point, they have not raided my house. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that. But I got to say, I don't expect. Generally, if something gets taken by a governmental agency, by a policing agency, you might as well forget that it's ever existed. If it's a gun and you get it back in 5 years, it'll likely still operate. But, you know, in the case of Ross Ulbricht, he had his Bitcoin sold before his case ever went to trial.
By the feds.
By the feds. So they have no intention of ever returning those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you get your computers back, if you want a five-year-old computer back,
some of them are already
right.
Old.
So at that point, you're going to have a 10-year-old computer.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get. I mean, basically, we got to buy new stuff, and we can do that through purse.freetalklive.com, or what do we,
saveitpurse.com.
Saveitpurse.com.
The URL will work. So.
Yeah. Saveitpurse.com, you can go there, and we're going to save, I don't know, 20, 30% on the things we buy through Amazon at saveitpurse.com. Let's go to Brent calling in from Niagara Falls. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, guys. I just want to
Brent.
Say I'm sorry what has happened to you. It definitely could have been seen. And
how so?
Wanted to
I didn't see
out,
it coming.
Well, when you piss off the government.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in and point out that the timing of the announcement from the FSP, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, is rather suspicious.
You're talking about the Free State Project announcing that I am no longer allowed to attend their events, their two yearly events, the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
What are your suspicions?
That announcement happened, I think, Wednesday or Thursday last week.
What are your suspicions, Brent?
Yeah, it looks like an FBI hit piece to me.
No,
FBI,
come on.
Do you think the FBI works with the Free State Project?
That seems kind of paranoid. I mean, I don't think that's. I think it is just a coincidence.
Well, I want to hear what he has to say.
Go ahead.
I want the story put together a little more firmly. I just don't. I don't see the connection necessarily, but I do agree that it is weirdly close as far as timing goes.
It's weirdly close, and the fact that someone in the FSP, someone in the Free State Project, either was informed or knew.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that they cut ties in order to...
Exactly. They cut ties because they knew the raid was coming and they had to do damage control, public relations.
So that would mean that someone from the FBI would have had to have given them insider information because the warrant is a sealed warrant. It's not even been unsealed yet.
Exactly, Ian.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
My guess is somebody in the FBI blew it and let them know.
Okay, so, Ian, you say it's a sealed warrant. I looked at the warrant, didn't I?
Right. I think that means that, like, no one else can go and look at it. Like, so the media can't go and get the warrant until it's unsealed, which will probably happen tomorrow morning.
Okay. For this
guess.
Particular warrant, for this particular case.
Correct.
Okay. And, so, Brent, what you're saying is, I mean, I had conversations with, the president of the Free State Project.
Okay.
Leading up to this situation is that if somebody on the board had information, then I assume they shared it with the board when they made their vote, and that means that they withheld that information from me, and I don't know.
Seems very unlikely.
I just don't go for it.
Mark, we are talking about the FBI. They have been known to threaten people with prosecution.
Why would the FBI be helpful toward the Free State Project? Why would an agent in there, is he like a secret supporter of the Free State Project, or what's the motivation for the tip-off?
Indirectly, they're hurting the Free State Project by hurting you.
See, well, it depends who you ask. But I signed up
for the Free State Project because of you, Ian.
Okay, thank you.
Two years ago, I was at ForkFest last year because of you. Because of your show. And indirectly you, Mark.
But thank you.
The FBI is trying to hit the Free State Project indirectly. They're not going to come at them head on first.
That's true, and there has been a pattern over the years of the FBI investigating and coming after Free State Project participants. Rich Paul is one of the co-hosts on our show, and he was threatened by the FBI in a drug sting for selling cannabis, and they tried to get him to wear a wire on his compatriots within the Free State Project, and he refused to do that and ended up spending a year of his life in jail. Because of that, because he wouldn't take the plea deal and he wouldn't assist the FBI. But that wasn't the first time. That was like the second or third time that the FBI has been involved in investigating, at the very least, Free Staters.
Right.
So I think what you're saying does hold water.
So the FBI and other federal agencies have, for more than five decades, been instigating and... On a tangent, a lot of the terrorist arrests by the whole Department of Homeland Security have been because some federal agency goes in there, gives them stuff, or talks to people, and gets them to say they're going to commit a crime, and then they get them. So, yeah, that's been known for, I don't know. My whole lifetime that I've been on the internet is that some federal agency will get someone to break the law and then arrest them and say, look, we caught them.
You're not claiming that the FBI got Ian to break the law, because at this point we...
No, I think they'll plant something on his computer.
They certainly could.
There's nothing that would stop them from doing that besides integrity. And we know that many government agents don't have integrity.
Right, well, I've just sat here on the air tonight and called them child pornography distributors. Which is what they did.
You didn't make that up.
But it could very well make them angry. And angry people are more likely to do something to compromise their integrity. All I can do is say what is true. America, the FBI, ran a child pornography website in 2015 and distributed child pornography.
For 2 weeks straight, yeah.
If child pornography is bad, and if it has a victim, if it is a crime that has a victim, if it does terrible things to people, then the FBI did that. And everybody who's guilty of child porn, the FBI is no better than them.
Well, right, because the argument against someone viewing child porn as opposed to creating it, because the creator of a child porn would be this
clearly a victimizer
who's using coercion against a child.
Right.
But the argument about the person viewing it is that, well, you, by viewing the child pornography, is encouraging tangentially the producers to keep producing more
child porn. I don't
think
that's what people actually think, Ian. What they say is, you're thinking like a pedophile, and pedophiles are bad. Pedophiles are so bad that we can do whatever we want with them. So therefore, if we can ferret out a pedophile with child pornography, everything's fine. The FBI agents who are running this were just as disgusted as everybody else. And as long as you're disgusted by child porn, it's okay. If you'll recall, there was that guy from The Who, what was his name?
Pete Townshend
or something like that. Yeah. And apparently he's big into crusading against child porn. Apparently, he was caught going to a child porn website, likely, and what his claim was is to see how easy it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, how easy is it?
I don't particularly want to see child porn, but I am curious as to how easy it is to find child porn on the internet. I want to know how easy it is for these people to do their crimes. And once it was sort of discovered that, you know, this big celebrity guy says, well, you know, I wasn't actually going to get the child porn. I was trying to go after these people. But then it's okay, because it's a thought crime. It's about how you feel about child porn is what it really comes down to. Brett, thanks for the call. Brent, excuse me. The number here is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. No Skype tonight. Got to get a call in the studio live.
Yep.
855-453.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
3733. Tonight we've been, well, we've been mainly talking about the raid that occurred on our studios here this morning.
Yeah, pretty scary stuff.
And they took, like, the computer stuff. Fortunately, we have enough things left over that we can run the show. The matter of fact, the guy, I guess he was an FBI agent, I'm not entirely sure, that I spoke to, seemed concerned that we would be able to do our business. And I found it a little odd that he would be concerned about that. But, and I guess I'm in full defensive mode. I assume everybody's a threat,
mm-hmm.
right? Like everybody, who's doing this? What's doing? Do I believe this story? What do I believe? What do I believe? I don't know what I believe, frankly. But it does seem odd that he was so concerned about my business working just fine.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, nonetheless. My name's Mark.
I'm Ian. And if you are getting online and you want your privacy back, then you do have to take steps to do that. And ProXPN...
This live read could be no more prescient than it is today.
Right. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device. And ProXPN has OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security as compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So go get started at proxpn.com. And don't forget code FTL50, like Free Talk Live, FTL50, proxpn.com.
People want to talk about this. Let's go to Rick calling in from New Hampshire. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, okay, go ahead, sir.
Who's speaking?
Ian and Mark.
Ian and Mark on the air.
Ian, hey, how are you? All right, so I'm calling in to, just listening again like I have been, and I'm just really concerned like you guys. I really don't know where this is all coming from. There's so many different avenues and things that are coming from so many different people. It's quite alarming to hear it all. It's just scandalous. It's terrible.
Yeah, no more alarmed than I am. Do you have any questions for Ian?
Any questions from me?
For Ian?
Do I have any questions for Ian?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the purpose of the call.
He may not have called with a question. He may just have wanted to express.
He could be commiserating,
express
right?
Express himself.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
so
I had a question. Yeah, I just really wanted to know. I mean, really, what you guys might believe really initiated this FBI thing. I mean, this.
Let's just say that on the radio, Rick. We're doing a. It's not a radio station, so we gotta let you go. But. What started this? I don't know. I mean, there's speculation. Somebody said they thought that the, FBI is out to get me or Free Talk Live or LRN.FM, or that the FBI is, from a larger perspective, out to get the Free State Project to sabotage the Free State Project as much as they possibly can. And so, no, I have no idea. I don't know.
There's all kinds of speculation.
I don't want to speculate.
We don't know anything about anything. I can say that this is really strange, Ian, to have this sort of backed up to the situation, the Kyle Tasker situation. There was a state rep here in New Hampshire who was supposedly, allegedly, likely, talking to some young gal online, propositioned her for sex or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And you said that. Now, basically, you defended him to some level, wanting to get a fair trial and that kind of thing, and then pointing out that it was not a crime of the victim. And a lot of people took that very poorly, and it resulted ultimately in you being disallowed from going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Liberty Forum. That may have been coupled with other things. Lots of people hate you for lots of reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I guess the question I would ask right now, Ian, is do you regret posting that story that I asked you not to post about Kyle Tasker on Free Keen?
No.
I asked you specifically not to post it on Free Keen. You don't think that it has anything to do with it, or
no.
You would have done it anyway?
No, I don't. I don't think it has anything to do with this.
Okay, you don't. Okay.
I understand that some people are upset about it, but I don't regret. And by the way, I wasn't defending Kyle Tasker. I don't know what Kyle Tasker did. So in order to defend Kyle Tasker, I would have to you know, he would have to be accused of, or there would have to be some sort of evidence against him. And so far, we haven't seen any evidence presented. All there's been in the Tasker case has been an affidavit from police. And when the police write up an affidavit about your alleged behavior, they're going to make you look like a monster as much as they possibly can. They're going to take clips from what you have allegedly said, and they're going to take the most damning sounding clips, and they're going to leave out anything else that you know, might be exonerating towards you. And so
they're not in the business of finding people innocent.
Yeah, so to defend Tasker is not what I did. I defended Tasker's right to a defense. Right? So Tasker should have the right to speak on his own behalf when he's ready, because, you know, most attorneys will tell you.
He's not in jail right now, right?
I believe he bailed out, yeah.
Okay.
So he should have the ability to speak on his own behalf. We should be able to see the evidence that is presented, which if he goes to trial, we will be able to see that. If he takes a plea deal, we will not. So we don't know what the police themselves said to, let's say, goad Tasker into the things that he allegedly said. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You know, because remember, the girl in the case, if you believe the police affidavit, then you would believe that the girl unfriended Kyle Tasker when he made a proposition to her. She was 14 at the time, that he propositioned her for a threesome with another lady friend of Tasker's. And that was it was after that that she disconnected from him. She unfriended him on Facebook. And then proceeded to delete his chat. So that was the end of their conversation. Tasker did not continue to push. If he did, the police would have said that in their affidavit. It wasn't until the police took over her account on Facebook and then sent Tasker a new message reinitiating contact with him that things got really lascivious and lewd, according to the affidavit. So, again, that's not defending Tasker. That's just saying, hey, wait, we don't know all the facts here. We don't even, in fact, know any facts. We just know what the police are alleging.
Let's go to George calling in from Manchester, New Hampshire. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to call and say sorry to hear what had happened to you and ask what, you know, myself and other listeners can do to make sure you have what you need to continue running your business.
Well, I haven't really considered any of that, but I suppose we're going to have to buy a lot of computers here in the near term. So anybody, I haven't solicited this call, but thank you so much. By the way, this is this George Lambert, the one-time candidate for governor here in the state of New Hampshire?
It is.
You so much for your call in, George, and really I do appreciate your support. For those that wish to support us in this trying time, the AMP program.
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for renewable donations. There's also an opportunity to make one-time contributions, and we will probably be using AMP money to get computers at this point. Would that be a legitimate use of the AMP?
I highly doubt anyone would object to it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. So, George, at this point we're thinking on the run here because we haven't even gotten this far, but thank you for asking.
Oh, absolutely. We just want to see that you guys are, you know, continue to operate as you and I discussed at Liberty Forum. You know, I think you guys provide a really useful outlet for Liberty information.
Thank you, George. Thank you, George, for the call tonight. Really appreciate it.
You have something else, George?
Actually, if you guys want to reach out to me directly, you know how.
All right. Thank you, George. Good. Thanks for the call.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer, then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Very good, Ian. You're so used to doing the intros. You push
yes,
the button.
But you've been taking over Sunday nights. It's
yeah,
fun.
My intention
fun for a role reversal.
Yeah, it's my intention to be the main host here on Sunday, if for no other reason than to make sure that I don't get
rusty.
Lackadaisical. It's so easy to sit in the second chair.
It is, so I gotta say.
Yeah, it's nice.
You just pipe in and bring a few things to talk about.
We just bring some stuff to the table, you know, and that kind of thing. And
you don't have to pay attention to who's calling in or
right, you don't
talk
have to
the board op.
Right, there's a board, the ball's in the air, and the person in the first chair really does take control of that. And I need to have more of that going on. I need to be prepared for that. And, I mean, like, you could have gone to prison this morning. I mean, for all we knew, you had a raid, the FBI, or a raid here on the studio, which is also in your home.
Yeah.
The FBI shows up, takes a bunch of computers. Fortunately, nobody's been arrested at this point. They have no proof that anything's occurred, but certainly that's something close to an accusation. It's the next thing that comes after this is an accusation. And my experience with policing agencies, specifically federal policing agencies, is they don't like to be wrong. They don't like to, you know, put work into a situation and not get some kind of conviction. Convictions are what policing agencies do. That's how they sort of rate themselves. At the very least, arrests. Well, I mean, I don't want to see you arrested. I want to avoid that if that's what I can do. Let's go to the phones. People have been wanting to call in on this. I can imagine it's probably. I would imagine our download numbers are going to be really good tomorrow. Let's go to.
If I can get the archives up tonight, it's going to be a challenge.
You're going to need some sleep soon after that, too. Alex calling in from Phoenix. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Alex. Go ahead.
I know you may not be at liberty to talk about this at this time, but I was curious if you are, in general, a user of full disk encryption products for your computers, and whether or not you would be willing to say no to the government if they try to require you to give them your password.
So there's Ian. I would imagine that since everybody has to use this computer, you don't have full disk encryption on the computer. Is that correct?
I do not.
But
that's
is
correct.
There encryption?
Other people can't access the.
Is there
computer.
Encryption on the computer on some of the computers?
Not any full disk encryption. No.
Okay. Do you want to answer the question as to whether there's
no.
any? Okay. Okay. So there you go.
If, just curious, if there was, is that a battle you'd be willing to fight?
I know that that some of my roommates have been talking about that. So I don't know if anyone has made up any decision, because apparently what you're referring to is right now the federal government has yet to be decided in a court as to whether or not you can be coerced into turning over your password to full disk encryption or whatever kind of password, your phone or whatever we're talking about here. And there was a case, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name of the case. I'm sure TJ's yelling it at his radio right now. There was a case that was going to make that decision, but there was a co-defendant who did end up folding in that case and giving up the password that was necessary for the FBI to get access to the device. So it never, the judge in that case never made the decision as to whether or not, the Fifth Amendment, for instance, the right from self-incrimination would apply when it comes to giving up a password.
You know what would be helpful in bolstering the courage of all the people who've had their stuff taken that might have some encryption on it, Alex?
Could you ask that question in a different way?
Do you know what might help bolster the courage of the people that that have had their stuff taken? I've got an idea. Lots of funding for a legal campaign.
Oh, well, I guarantee you that if you were at, like an interior checkpoint, for example, and you had an electronic device taken that was encrypted, and the government tried to force you to enter your password, you would have all sorts of support from the Electronic Frontier Foundation and other such advocacy agencies. But I just have one last question, Ian. Going forward, do you think that full disk encryption is something that you might consider using going forward, especially considering that it would make it more difficult for them to plant things after the fact?
That's a good point. Yeah, I never really thought about that. I always just thought, well, what's the worst thing that somebody's going to find is my affiliate list or something like that. I mean, there's not really, as far as like, business secrets or whatever on my devices, I don't really consider it anything particularly top secret. So that's why I'd never really bothered with it in the past.
Right.
Like,
but the encryption also prevents people from surreptitiously adding things.
Yeah, that's
well
a great point.
Them reading them.
I did not think about that. I did not even realize about encryption, but you're right about that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear about what happened.
Enjoy prison, Ian.
The best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Alex.
Thanks.
855-450-3733.
Well, you're right, Mark. I mean, if that's what they want, that's what they'll get, right? If they want to put me or anybody else in prison who's related to Free Talk Live or the Free State Project or whatever, all they got to do is concoct something and cook something up.
How many computers do you think they took?
Several. I don't know.
Half a dozen?
Yeah, probably.
About six computers and how many phones?
Probably at least three.
Three or four. So if you had every, obviously you could not encrypt every computer that was in the house because they're not all yours. But
that's true.
Your phone certainly wouldn't have been full disk encryption or whatever, right? So if they want to get you on this, all they have to do is get one piece of child porn on one device. And that's what's disturbing about all of this, as far as I'm concerned, is that they don't have to take every computer in the house. All they have to do is take one and then come back and say, hey, yeah, look, sure enough,
we found it.
Yeah, there it is. And if that's what they want to do, then that's what's done. If they just want you to shut up, they should just send you a letter and says, look, if you go off the air,
and you don't broadcast anymore, we won't find any child porn. We'll stop looking for child porn right now. But you're going to make us continue looking. We're very good at finding things.
Mm.
I mean, if that's what they wanted to do, but they can't really give those sorts of ultimatums in a quote-unquote free country. You might get
that. Why would they bother when they can just take you and put you in a prison cell and take you off the air that way?
That's true. Why would they bother?
And then they get an extra conviction on their conviction record or whatever you call it.
Yeah, you're a big fish. You know, I mean, that makes them look good. And they got a terrible person off the street because they've accused you of child porn. So, yeah, all very disturbing. Your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Now, coming up, you wanted to talk about something different, right?
I did. I have a story here about a woman named, and obviously this is not new news, but a woman named Carrie Elizabeth Buck, who was declared by, she was declared feeble-minded and an imbecile and put in a home for these sorts of people, and some, you know, disturbing things happened to her. She was, sterilized. And before this happened,
without her consent, I presume.
Well, it went through the Supreme Court.
Is the idea, like, can an imbecile consent to sterilization?
Well, in this case, she probably wasn't.
Uh-huh.
She was an average student before she went in. The fact is that she went to work as a scullery maid of some sort of housekeeper, domestic, for a reasonably well-to-do family. A nephew comes in and rapes her, or has sex with her, or whatever occurred. I'm not prepared to say what exactly occurred, but as a person of power, has sex with a person who doesn't have much power. And then this family basically decides that it's better to have her declared an immoral woman who's got mental problems than it is to try to figure out what to do with a woman who's saying, hey, I got raped. It's me over here having been raped. And so she was put in this place. And then, of course, just about everybody in this place is getting sterilized. And you can see why, you can see why people claim that they're there to sort of plan society. Why those people would say, look, there's people we want breeding and people we don't want breeding.
Hmm.
I can assure you that there are people that I want breeding and people I don't want breeding. The difference is that I'm not willing to force them to get sterilized.
Right.
These people had the power and the ability, and they had the Supreme Court ruling too.
Ooh, I want to hear about that.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You know, normally the time on the air here...
This is Mark with you, by the way.
And Ian.
Normally, my time on the air flies by on Free Talk Live. I never am I a clock watcher in the sense that I'm, oh, God, when is this show going to be over?
Is this one grinding for you?
We watch the clock all the time because we have to keep an eye on the minutes, but I don't keep an eye on the hours, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say that it is, I'm exhausted, Ian. It has been, and I didn't have half the day you did.
Right.
I didn't have a
You didn't
get
up at 6:40.
Right. You had the FBI banging on your door at 6:40 in the morning, and you had to let them in because otherwise they were going to bust it in, right?
That's right. That's what they said.
And they came in and they took a whole bunch of computers from you, and, you know, yeah, at this point we don't know what's going on. No arrests, no nothing.
Well, we know that in some cases the arrests come much later.
Yeah.
Panos and Katie Eliopoulos, who are a couple of folks that live here in the Keene area, they run the head shop on Main Street called Fat Stuff. That's fat with P-H-A-T. They had their shop raided back in, I think it was 2014, May of 2014.
Been a long time.
And it was, I don't know if it was several or a few months, but it was definitely a few months before they actually arrested them.
A head shop across the street from a head shop. They didn't have any of these, like, you know, at one point they were selling these, like, K2 and these spice and these bath salt things.
Yeah, they stopped.
They stopped doing that. And by the time the raid came in, and recently they just had to plea, essentially, because they were like, we're going to find you guilty. They've got enough laws that they can find you guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me and the government decides to come after you for whatever reason, whether they're right or mistaken or whatever, they can find something to find you guilty on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certain, Ian, that they can find you guilty of something. And if they don't, if they really want to, they can upload something to the computer and bam, you know, that's it. They don't want to look bad here. And I believe, this is a conspiracy theory, I'm clear on that, but less than a week before they did the raid, we did a story on how the FBI was running a child porn website.
That's right.
and
the very site they are
distributing child porn to people.
Yeah.
The very site that they're claiming that you went to.
No, they're claiming someone in the LRN.FM studio.
Sure. Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, I guess it just feels very much like an accusation against you to me. And I can imagine you feel that way, too.
Sure.
You feel besieged? Do you feel defensive? I mean,
it's awful. It's an awful feeling to have. And it's not the first time. I mean, the Keene Activist Center was raided in a less stressful raid a few years ago with city code enforcement here in Keene. They were looking for evidence of a lodging house and fire code violations, and they used that as their excuse to come in at 8 in the morning in this particular case. And, you know, most people weren't out of bed yet at that point. And that was a terrible situation. You've got people coming into your private, what you thought was your private space.
Right. You were sleeping. You've got crust in your eyes and you crust your mouth.
Our co-host, Darrell W. Perry, who's running for president for the Libertarian Party, he was in the Keene Activist Center at that time, living in one of the rooms there. And he had just gone to sleep. He was working an overnight shift, and he had just gone to sleep literally 2 hours beforehand. And he was thrust out of his slumber by these strange men coming into his room and demanding to poke around. And that's a real violative thing for somebody to encounter. It's not fun to have your privacy invaded like that. To find out that you don't. As long as some man or woman in a robe, calling themselves a magistrate in this particular case, magistrate judge, signs a piece of paper.
Is that like a real judge, a magistrate, or is that like some kind of step down?
They're a lower level judge, I think, in the federal court system.
Right, because I've seen people being magistrates who are like high level law enforcers, just lawyers in town, things like that.
I believe that I'm by no means a legal expert. I believe a magistrate is somebody who handles lesser cases and not like felony level stuff.
Then, so a magistrate allowed them
to sign a warrant in this case.
Search your house for what would clearly be a felony.
Yes, if it was charged with someone, yes, it would likely be a felony.
So a judge that doesn't handle felonies can sign a warrant?
I could be wrong, Mark. Okay. It just might mean that they can sign warrants, but they don't take the cases themselves, like when they go to trial.
I guess, and a judge signing a warrant?
More of an administrative judge, yeah. I guess.
A judge signing a warrant doesn't mean anything to me, because at this point, as far as I'm concerned, they're all in on it. There's so many judges. And you can't expect these people to be impartial. It's just like, oh, you want to go check? Here you go. So just rubber stamp all these things. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, they're going to do what's in the best interest of the state.
If you don't rubber stamp them, can you really expect to move up? Do you want to be the next level of judge?
Yeah, are you going to make it?
Is that what you're going to get?
Right.
Because this guy that they're putting up for Supreme Court right now, this guy played ball by their standards.
Of course.
He's a hanging judge. He's a prosecutor.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I mean, I just don't trust these people. I'm sorry.
You can't. They're the federal government.
Yeah. Well, even the state governments, I don't trust them either.
No doubt. No doubt. And they were here today, too.
Going on with this story that I teased a little bit, this is the story of Carrie Buck. And she was, came from, this is way back in the day, 1924. She's born in 1906 to, you know, some poor people who things didn't go well with. She ends up working as a maid as a young person, less than 18, at some rich people's houses. She was raped, allegedly, by a nephew. And as a result, the rich people found that it would be easier to just send her off to the home for imbeciles and ne'er-do-wells and get rid of her rather than sort of fess up to the fact that their nephew's a rapist.
Mm.
Makes sense, right? I mean, most people are going to want to they're not going to take the side of the maid, the poor maid, who's obviously a loose woman, pregnant now, these kind of things. And she was pregnant. And she was sent off to some school here, the Venable Public Elementary School of Charlottesville. No, maybe that's not it. That's where her daughter ended up. Anyway, from the Supreme Court case, the legal challenge was consciously conclusive, brought on behalf of the state to test the legality of the statute. John H. Bell, the surgeon who operated on Buck in 1927, wrote in the surgical report, "This is the first case operated on under the sterilization law, and the case was carried through the courts of the state and the United States Supreme Court to test the constitutionality of the Virginia Act, and an appeal before the Supreme Court for a rehearing recently having been denied." So in an 8-1 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court found that the Virginia Sterilization Act of 1924 did not violate the U.S. Constitution. You get the right to freedom of speech. You do not have the right to freedom of your uterus.
Oh, my.
Or your, you know, whatever.
Like, when was this decision, this court decision?
1927.
Okay.
Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, and I believe in this case it's Junior, there were two, made clear that the challenge was not upon the medical procedure involved, but on the process of the substantive law. The court was satisfied that the Virginia Sterilization Act complied with the requirements of due process, since sterilization could not occur until a proper hearing had occurred at which the patient and a guardian could be present and the patient had the right to appeal the decision. Hey, we went through all the proper steps here to have your, uterus removed, your tube side, or whatever it is that we're going to do. So what's the big deal?
Mm.
This is just about law. They also found that since the procedure was limited to people housed in state institutions, it did not deny the patient equal protection of the law. And finally, since the Virginia Sterilization Act was not a penal statute, the court held that it did not violate the Eighth Amendment, since it is not intended to be punitive. This isn't for doing something wrong.
It's not intended to be punitive.
It's not for doing something wrong. It's for being something wrong.
I see.
It's for being stupid or undesirable in some way. And this happened to a lot of people, many of them people of color, but I don't know that that's what the case was here with Gary Black.
Is eugenics the right word for this?
Yeah, that's what this is. This is precisely eugenics.
Yeah.
And I guess my thought on this is that so... But if you're a statist, if you believe that the government has the right to control people, to take the fruits of their labor, to throw them in prison, to do everything that the government does, to, you know, go around the world and bomb people, so what do you care if the government decides that one group of people is worse than another group of people? This is what you can expect. A government that can do any one thing to you,
mm-hmm.
that can give you anything, that can act in any way that is aggressive, and by that I mean initiates force against another person. If they're allowed to initiate force, then they can initiate any force. This is just what you would expect. Can they not? Would you? I mean, my defense here would be this is a power within their purview because they have whatever powers they give themselves. Mm. They gave themselves this power. Then they took that power away. Now they say it's bad to do that, but then they said it, before they said it was good. Which one is it? Are all the Supreme Court rulings at this point to be drawn into question, that they can be changed in another direction at any point in the future?
Of course
that's
they can.
The case. Because there is no right and wrong to these people.
It's
what they can do. If you don't believe it, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.